When it comes to sales, one of the most important things that's going to make you the most money is follow-up. Follow-up. Now, this is so important. This is 80%. That's a freaking big number. I want you to think about that number when it comes to your pocket and your paycheck. 80% of sales happens between the 5th, 5, and the 15th, 1-5, contact. And 64% of your competitors only do freaking 2 follow-ups. So this doesn't take that much freaking effort to stand out from your competitors. But it's not just about standing out. This is about closing. This is about you earning because you are in the people business. We are in the people business. We are selling trust. So we need to earn that trust. What's going to earn trust? More contact, more connection, giving them more value, making them feel understood, creating interest, showing how you're going to solve their problems. And there's different ways to follow up to show them that, because sometimes the phone doesn't work, right? Not because it's not plugged in or it's dead, but I'm talking about they don't freaking answer. And we start to get discouraged, disappointed, right? Some people even get so victim-minded, they get depressed because this person's not calling me back. They're not answering my emails. Now you got to get creative, okay? So there are 13 different tools I'm going to share with you that you can utilize to tap into that 80% of sales in your follow-up. 5th to 15th contact. So let's go over these 13 different tools that you have to follow up so you can earn their trust, create interest, and close. So number one is a phone call. Yes, phone call. We have a system where, you know, you especially when they're hot, when they first come in, because every day they're going to get like 2% colder. Every week, 10% colder, guys. So this is why follow-up, it reignites it. It stays, it keeps them connected and engaged so that they don't get cold, right? So phone calls. You should be making phone calls at least once a day to your list of clients, to the same client, by the way, because again, 5th and 15th contact. Every day, Richard? Yes, every day. Now, when they're hot, when they first come in, I have our teams call them 2-3 times a day. And it's not just 2-3 times a day. It's a whole system every time they call. So this is a follow-up system, for an example. So you call. If they don't answer, you hang up, wait 30 seconds to 60 seconds, and you call back again, right? Because they're going to say, oh, it must be important, right? And they're going to pick up. If they don't, you leave a voicemail. Always leave a voicemail. Always leave a voicemail. Otherwise, you look weak, and it doesn't look that important. So you must leave a voicemail, right? And then you leave a text and an email letting them know that you called and that you would call back later. And then guess what you do? You call back later. And you do that same freaking system. So I have my team doing that 3 times, guys. That's already 15 contacts in the first day, right? Because they're the ones who are interested. They clicked an ad or they showed interest. So we're not bothering. We're just following up. The next day, we do the same thing. Maybe not 3 times, but 2 times. But you're, you know, 5 contacts each time. You call, hang up, call back again, leave a voicemail, leave a text and an email, letting them know that you call and you'll call back. Right? So what if they're not answering your phone? They're not answering texts, right? And you're sending emails, you're sending value, they're not opening them, or they're not replying. It's not enough interest, right? So yes, you got to get creative in what you're sending in your text. You can send quotes, you can send blogs, articles, you can send questions, surveys, you know, pictures, videos, things like that. Get creative in what you're sending in the text and email, right? So next one, number 4. Another tool to think outside the box. These are tools that you have to create and earn trust. 4, a handwritten letter. This is a game changer, right? This is old school, but so effective. Who sends a handwritten letter? I'm talking about a hand, like you get a piece of paper. You know, you can even put stickers, put it in an envelope. You know, this gets people's attention because of the personal touch. And because nobody does this really, so you begin to really stand out, right? So that's a very powerful thing when you start to utilize a handwritten letter. Look at those key people you have, those clients that, you know, maybe you haven't been able to get their attention or they're interested, but they just have not closed. They have not paid, right? So send them a handwritten letter. Connect with them that way, right? Number 5, another way, let's say you call, your text, your email, you have the handwritten letters, you're being consistent there. And I wouldn't just use the handwritten letter as like a Hail Mary, like, oh, this is my last chance. No, use this as a tactic, as a tool that you use consistently with people. Like I would block, you know, at least a day a month where you do maybe 15 to 20 different handwritten letters, just block an hour, block 2 hours and just get it done. Another thing, five, personal visit. You showing up, right? Sometimes that's the deal maker. You setting a call with them, or you're meeting them at an office or a public place to build interest, to build trust, right? Because you're a real person now, following up with them, meeting them, looking in face to face, answering questions, answering objections. So sometimes you just need to personally visit, especially if you know where they work or if you know where their office is. Just show up. Maybe it's at their home. I'm in the town. I was around here. I was doing something. I just thought I would just stop by. Right? Here's a gift for you. You know, just want, hey, what else do I need to do to earn your trust? I'm going to show up again next week. Right? But, so personal visits can really, again, get somebody's attention to look your way. So that way you can add value, build trust, and close the deal. Number six, gimmicks. So you can get creative even like with gimmicks, right? Like you can send a mailer. You can send like maybe it's a hat, or, you know, maybe you look them up, you research them, and you see that they like, you know, Disney. So you send them a Disney animal, or they're a collector of something. And because you did your research and you understand what's important to them, what they like, what are their hobbies, what are their collection items, and you find the gimmick. You buy them something, you get their attention, you send it to their office, you send it to their home. You know, these are different types of things that you can use, gimmicks, to get attention, right? This is, you can use a car, you know, like people, you know, rent cars and they do videos, or they, you know, do random things to get people's attention. Those are gimmicks. Now, I know some can be really cheesy, right? And sometimes they work because they get attention. That's the whole point. But then obviously you use that gimmick to point them towards the value of what you're doing. But that gimmick is to get that initial attention. So get creative. You know, you could, you know, use like gimmicks that have like a message tied to it. Like you send them a freaking rock and you say, hey, you rock. You can be cheesy like that. But the whole thing is to get the attention. You can send them something nice, especially if it's a high paying client, a possible high paying client, right? Number seven, apology contact. Apology contact. Again, we're talking about tools for follow-up, getting creative outside your phone call, text, and email, right? Apology contact, because you've already called, you've already texted, you've emailed, you've written handwritten letters, you're doing personal, like you're doing everything that you can, and they're still not buying, they're still not saying yes. So, hey, let's send an apology. You know what? Tell them. You can leave a message, a voicemail, you can do a text, an email, or even a written thing, right? Where you apologize. Say, hey, you know what? I'm really sorry. I need to apologize because obviously I'm not doing a good enough job to earn your trust, to show you how amazing this product is, because I know that this product will produce blah, blah, blah. Show them the benefits, show them the results. You know, you're kind of reselling here. And then you tell them, but I haven't been able to get your attention in this. So I just want to apologize and say, I'm sorry. Because I know that if I would have did my job properly to get you signed up here for the last, you know, 2 weeks or month or however long it's been of you following up, you could have been benefiting from this product. And now because of that, you're losing on results, you're losing on this, you're losing on that. So I just want to apologize for not doing a better job in really showing you how beneficial this product will be for you. You know, an apology contact. That's another way to get attention. Number eight, a cell phone video message, a little vertical 10, 30 second, you know, longest, maybe a minute, but where they get to see you, your energy, your attitude, you give them value there. You can educate them in something. You create interest, right? Like this is another really simple but powerful way. You can even like do a little video message with like your kids in the background, your dog in the background to create relating. You can even do like combine your video message with the apology contact and say, hey, I just want to apologize to you. I haven't done it. Like, here's my wife. I was just telling her, you kind of show the video a little bit. And she was even telling me, man, if I don't close this deal, I'm going to have to freaking sleep on the couch. And then you can have her say, yep, you know, in the background. It can be like a little thing like that where you get their attention, you bring them into your home, you show them who you are as a person, because little things like that create trust. So even a cell phone video message, you can get very creative in to build trust and get their attention. Number nine, social media. right? Maybe you went all through those personal routes or those personal avenues, but you're still not getting attention. So you start to research them, find them on social media, start to interact with them there, start to message them there, start to share their content, interact with their content, like, comment, things like that. So now you're getting, you know, more attention here, connecting with them, showing them you're not going anywhere, that you're willing to put in the work to earn their trust, right? Not a stalker, but hey, you're freaking earning their trust. This is the relationship business, because you're there adding value. Number 10, photos. It can be a photo of you, photo of travel, photo of something in the past. You know, again, these are things just to get creative and create connection, create trust. You can do a photo of your family, a photo of you and them when you saw them at an event or you met them a long time ago, a photo of, you know, one of your favorite places, or a photo that has a quote on it. You can set them a freaking photo of the American flag that just says, hey, go America, America, right? I mean, you can do so many different things, but all it is just you getting their attention. This is another way to engage, to create interest, to add value. Use photos, right? 11, newsletters, blogs. Newsletters and blogs, are you using those? Especially when it's tied to what you're offering, it's tied to your industry, where you give them value, you teach them, you educate them, you use newsletters, blogs, especially if it's tied to your content, so that way you can drive more traffic to your website or for wherever, right? So you're not promoting somebody else. It'd be nice for you to have your own blogs and newsletters going for them. But if not, then you can utilize somebody else's, but make sure that it's going back to you. You're using it to get them attention to you, not to promote somebody else. 12, testimonials. Another very powerful thing, whether it's written in text, a video, something, you know, written or a photo, or just something that communicates, hey, this person got value from me. Let me have them tell you. Let me have them show you or read what happened to this person. Give testimonials. See, these people have gone through tests, through trials, right? And now your product, your service, what you have done has helped them to overcome those things, and people can relate to that. They're like, wow, if that person was going through it and they helped them, they should be able to help me too, right? Testimonials do that. They build faith in people that you can do what you're saying you're doing because you've done it before. So using testimonials is very powerful as a tool for follow-up. And the last thing, 13, is a survey. Kind of survey, a poll, a question, to get, you know, get their attention, to learn more about them, to understand, you know, what's on their hearts, what's in their mind, what's important to them. Do a little survey thing. And there's things called like SurveyMonkey, where you can actually create one and send it to them, or you can just, you know, do something in social media, how there's the polls and the questions, the surveys, even on social media posts. There's a lot of different things you can do here to get creative. But again, this is about follow up, because 80%, guys, 80% of your sales is going to happen between the 5th and the 15th contact, which means you need to be like, you have to really believe in yourself, in your business, in your product, to be willing to use all these different tools, to use the phone call, to use the text, to use the email, the handwritten letter, to use the personal visits, the gimmicks, the apology contact, to use the cell phone video message, to use social media, to use photos, newsletters and blogs, testimonials and surveys, to get creative as a salesperson, because you know that this is key to the money that you want to earn and the success you want to create. So these are different tools for follow-up. Don't get stuck. Don't get discouraged. Don't stop. Remember, you're going to keep following up until they either block or they buy.